Definitely an emotional roller coaster. I suppose, like every sportsman and woman in the country, this last year and a half has been very, very challenging. And it's been difficult to overcome the challenges we've been faced with. But we've done our best. We've tried to work as diligently as we could, given the terms we had to work with. And I'm very, very proud. Very, very proud.
As you kind of referenced it there right away, the last 18 months and the pandemic, you know, Peter Donald's talked about this in the past too. It's been difficult for all athletes, but particularly trying for anyone involved in contact sport, whether, you know, that's boxing, MMA, or whatever, for Paddy to come out the other end of this here, and, you know, bridging a gap maybe from 17 to 19 as well, to have an Irish Elite flyweight title. I mean, it's a massive achievement at the best of times, but to do it off the back of a pandemic is probably extra satisfying as a coach.
It's been a devastating time for combat sports particularly. The restrictions we had to work with were very difficult, to say the least. So when you put all them things into perspective, I think it makes the achievement all the greater. He worked very, very hard in his physical preparation this year, but the thing that makes boxing probably separate from other sports is you need to make contact. Mm-hmm. And we were very, very limited in our opportunities. So it was only the past 5 weeks or so we've been able to do a little bit of sparring. And to be honest, he's only done maybe 20 or 25 rounds of sparring, when ideally he would have done twice as much for a competition like this. But although we were restricted that way, it probably worked to our favour in another way, because their mental resiliency had to be greater. And I think he's developed a lot of mental resiliency in the past year or two, and a lot of confidence and maturity in himself, I believe.
And he made the interesting point. He was probably at a physical crossroads, and I mean, just in terms of development and growing from a boy into a man. So he says it was, you know, a window or an opportunity as well, maybe to look at things like SNC and just staying busy. And when there's that appetite and that enthusiasm and dark days like that, it's probably an endorsement of his attitude going forward when things are slowly getting back to normal, that he has the belly for this. Because as you go up through the grades and levels in boxing, you know, that's a big question too. You know, it's a difficult game, but to have that appetite when things weren't going great, it's probably very encouraging going down the line now as well.
Oh, definitely, 100%. I suppose when you're caught up in the ebb and flow of your sport, yeah, you get carried away, you get swept along with the tide. And I think the last year and a half has been a time where it probably separated some of the. Probably separated. I don't mean the men from the boys.
I know what you mean. The point you're making. Of course.
You know, and you had to be self-driven.
Yes.
You know, you had to be self-driven. You had to want it. Obviously, nobody hands you anything in the sport anyway. But like I say, sometimes you get swept along with the flow, and he had to be his own flow this year. He had to make it happen for himself. He had to push himself, and his dedication was phenomenal. He's always been dedicated, but his dedication this year has been phenomenal. I just admire his resiliency, that when nobody else was around and there was nobody there to share the suffering and share the pain with him, yeah, and share the sweat and share the miles and share the rounds, that he still pushed himself to do it. And he's at an age where as always, I've never pushed him, I've always encouraged him, but even this year the amount of encouragement I give him was probably lesser than other years, yeah, because of the situation we were in. But he took it upon himself to just continue, and if anything, he probably increased the intensity of everything he's doing, probably almost twofold. He's probably trained upwards in 10 maybe 12 training sessions a week,
yeah,
and I'm just glad, really glad he's got his reward for the efforts he's put in.
That dynamic of parent and child and sport, and in your case, father and son, you know, we've seen it before in the past, but it probably takes a very close bond. You know, parent and child are close, I know, you know, at the best of times, but to be a coach of your son and such, you know, in the fight game as well, I mean, it's probably difficult being in a corner sometimes, because it's not just, you know, a student or a protege, like, you know, that's your own flesh and blood in there. And I mean, what's it like on a night like Saturday night where you're watching him box really, really well, probably expecting him to get this decision, you know, and a split decision is called. I mean, there are a long couple of minutes. I could imagine as a coach, it's probably trying, but as a parent/coach, it's probably really, really difficult.
To be honest, it is a difficult dynamic. It's a difficult dynamic to control. And I suppose it's an ever-shifting dynamic as well. Even though he's my son, I always have a great admiration for him. I've always admired him. I've always admired his work ethic. I've always admired his resiliency and his physical and mental toughness. But in the past year, I suppose as well, he's overtaken me. He's outgrown me, you know. So which is no massive achievement, to be fair. I'm not the biggest man in the world, but. So my relationship with him probably is ever evolving as well. And if anything now, I also have a lot of respect for him as a young man. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very, very good young man. He's a very respectful, very mannerly young man. He's an appreciative and a thankful young fella. And as for like the dynamic, and for example, in the corner, like I say, usually when you're in the ebb and flow of sport and you're competing regularly, and for the like of myself, I'm in the corner, maybe not with him every weekend, yeah. But I'm usually in a corner every weekend. So I've got my coach's hat on. If you
like. Reason, I suppose, yeah.
If you like. And then because, again, for the last year and a half, we haven't been doing that, I probably was a wee bit more nervous at the weekend than I normally would be. Because just like a game time, like a match practice, if you like. But usually I'm pretty good at separating the emotional, but it never goes completely away.
Of course.
It never goes completely away. But I had a good help in the corner this weekend. James McCarron from Kerry Gert, a good friend of mine, and someone I've known all my since I was a child. And James is a great judge of a fight, and he was able to keep me calm the few times where I was starting to worry. And you know what, I'm just My biggest emotion is I'm just happy that he got rewarded for the efforts he put on.
Of course, and listen, before I let you go, something I thought was a nice touch, even chatting to him last week in the lead-up and after his semi-final one, he's aware of the significance of this one to the club. I mean, Eamon Coyle, back in 1982, it's super heavy. We're touching on 40 years now, but Paddy was aware of it and referenced it, and it's great to see what it means to the club. It's great to see what it means to the supporters and stalwarts of the clubs, and even, Mr. Donegal Boxing, Peter Donnell, here today as well. It's a huge, lift, and hopefully, with the welcome you've got and the spread that was put on here today, it's just about encouraging more people through the doors. And if anybody has seen that there today, hopefully it inspires young boys and girls to put their hands up and give boxing a go. Because you said all the things that it's installed on Paddy, it's installed on Jason Quigley, Brett McGinty. They're good things.
That's right. And Donegal, we're lucky that we've always had talented boxers, as you say, like Jason Quigley and Brett McGinty as well. Obviously, they're now both turned professional and are doing very, very well for themselves. And I wish them continued success. And I'm great supporters of both of them. And I hope to see them achieve plenty more in the game. And hopefully, Paddy can maybe follow along them lines and continue to bring success to the county and bring a spotlight for the club perspective. I walked on those doors to train myself the first time as a 9-year-old, and Malachy Price was the head junior coach at the time, and I developed a bond with Malachy, and I'm still very, very close to Malachy, and I'm still very, very grateful for the time he put in here, and the McLaughlin family as well. Niall and Jack, I've known them since I was a young fella, and they've always supported me since I come into the club as a coach, and they've always been supportive of Paddy. That gap is 39-year gap. That's almost my lifetime. Mm. Paddy's actually the fourth generation of my family to box in this club. My father's uncle boxed in this club in the 70s and won an Irish national junior title as John Ward from Aidan Infa over in the Glen and Glenties.
Close to home.
There you go.
I'm out now. I make that distinction, not Glenties, but out ran.
Not a million miles away. And then my father then boxed for the club. He actually would have boxed for the club when along with Eamon Coyle. Mm. So I always, as a young fella, heard plenty of stories of when Eamon won us all Ireland and went on to box for Ireland after it. And then I boxed myself, and then of course Paddy there now as well. But to bridge that gap, it's kind of special, to be honest. It's not something I've ever thought too much of, and I always hoped that Paddy would get to this level, and for his own benefit, for his own benefit and for his own efforts. It was never, you know, not about breaking a record or anything, but I'm delighted that we have broken that. I'm delighted that we've finally cracked it at that level again, and we're back at that level again, because there's always been good boxers from this club. We've always been good at a county level, always been good at decent at a provincial level. We've had a few national champions throughout the years as well, sporadically enough, to be honest, but we have. And in the last 5 years, I think that's the 10th Irish national title we've brought home to the club. The first elite one for me, for sure, and the first elite one for the club for 39 years. It's easy to say it. To say 39 years is a quick thing, but for somebody to have loved it, you know, it's a long, long time.
Of course.
And I'm very, very proud that... Very proud of the club. Proud, and delighted for the county as well. I think this will give boxing in the county a big lift, I hope. And for any young fellows in the county, any young boys or young girls who are training in the county, when they see one of their own can do it, when they can reach out and touch it, that it's available for them too. And there is no secret. There is no secret punch. There's no secret sauce. It's just hard work and it's dedication. It's determination and a sacrifice. And anybody who is willing to commit to it, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, well, Paddy's hard work and commitment has definitely paid off this weekend, and I'm sure we'll be hearing plenty more from him. Thanks very much, Rory, for those words.